Ken Toll joins us from Jackson County United Way. Ken recently received a nice award, Diversity Achievement Award. Ken, congratulations. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Greg. I'm really proud of receiving that award. It was given to me at the Harold White breakfast a couple of weeks ago, just in recognition for all that I've done with United Way. Really, it was I dedicated to my team for all we've done to try to be more equitable and more focused on better outcomes for all.
Well, you've been a champion for poverty around here, and I don't know, it doesn't sound like it's getting better, and COVID-19, I guess, is a part of it. There's a new study out. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. Thanks for asking. You know, we've talked before about ALICE, and that's that measure of working poor, really, a nicer way to put it, asset-limited, mm-hmm. income-constrained employed. And we know in Jackson about 16% of households are below the poverty level, which is way too low. And another 25% fall into that ALICE category where they're making more than poverty, but not really enough to get by. And those numbers, just to give you an idea, a single person poverty rate is $12,490. A family of four in poverty is $25,750. ALICE said you need to be making almost twice that much to really get by. A single person in Jackson County needs to make just over $24,000. To be able to afford rent and transportation, et cetera. Mm-hmm. A family of four needs to make about $52,000, or if they have kids in childcare, almost $62,000 to get by. So we use the pandemic as a way to really drill and test some of these numbers, and we found that the disparities got a whole lot worse during COVID. I can share a few different things with you. First of all, those before the ALICE below the ALICE threshold, all those households, 42% struggled to get by during the pandemic compared to just 9%. Of those above that threshold. 60% below the ALICE threshold lost income compared to 40% above the threshold. In fact, those above the ALICE threshold tended to make more money during the pandemic because most folks held their jobs and got that extra stimulus check or two, whereas those below the ALICE threshold lost work hours or lost their jobs completely. And that was especially tough because 70% of those folks didn't have any rainy day funds to draw on. And so that plunged them into credit card debt and relying on more public benefits, which isn't good for any of us. And the number that really struck me was the number of people who had to quit a job due to childcare concerns. Only 3% above the ALICE threshold reported having to quit a job during the pandemic. 17% below the ALICE threshold had to quit because they didn't have safe options for their childcare, and that was more important to them than the money.
Yeah, I don't believe you're surprised with much of that information, are you?
Not at all. I mean, we've been seeing all kinds of long-term economic impacts rolling towards us. Homelessness is kind of the ultimate culmination of that. And we know more and more people are on the streets because of these numbers. We've had this mismatch in our society for a long time now where people try to get by on minimum wage jobs and they draw all the benefits they can. But it's still not enough to pay the bills. And that's a huge problem for all of us. So now we've seen this coming, but I didn't expect it to be manifested so deeply in these numbers. I mean, That's about 2,500 households in Jackson County where parents quit their jobs during the pandemic because they didn't have childcare. That's just a massive number when you think about the size of our community.
So what can we do, Ken?
Well, we need to figure this out. The pandemic unemployment assistance helped. The housing moratorium kept people from getting evicted. And unfortunately, all these things are kind of dropping off now. The city and the county are still sitting on a bunch of money and trying to figure out how to spend it. And we're looking forward to them releasing those funds soon because we need them. The nonprofits are still overwhelmed. We tell people call Community Action immediately if you're in risk of losing your home because they do have access to some assistance. They'll sign you up and start that paperwork. But people are having trouble even getting through with that number because it's busy all the time. So we need the help. We need the city and the county to release these funds. And we need the economy to get back to normal in some way, shape, or form, which from all I can tell, you know, that means people need to get vaccinated or find a way to get back to work safely without carrying contagion to others. This has gone on way too long, and the results are really, really hurting those of us who are economically vulnerable to it.
So how are people going to get their hands on that money?
Well, the city and the county just need to decide how they're going to invest it. We have proposed that they put some into housing because we know a large-scale shelter and housing solution with some transitional housing and employment supports would help a lot of people get through this. Some folks just need that stability, and if we had a place that had on-site childcare and some work supports where folks could safely leave their kids and go start earning some income, that would be a big step forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a new strategy within United Way where folks could donate money through a platform directly to other individuals. We see more and more people being comfortable, instead of giving $20 or $50 a month to a program, give it directly to a struggling household. So we're trying to set up a system where that can happen. We know we need some new strategies, and we're open to all ideas. But from my perspective, housing is the big thing that could really disrupt everything in town if we don't get on that one soon.
I know why you are a leading voice for the new tribe building over there. Where does that? And we've talked to the mayor a couple times about it. We haven't retouched base with you. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I believe the building's still on the market, but we kind of quit talking a while ago. We weren't able to get them down to a price point that we felt we could afford.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a beautiful building and has a lot of amenities, it was, you know, we couldn't do it alone, and I couldn't find any other anchor gifts to throw a lot of money in a pot to get started. So we're looking at some other options. There's a couple other properties we're touring right now. And one of our partners is very invested in the tiny home idea, thinking if we started building tiny homes for folks, it creates some more logistical challenges, but it may help with the long-term housing supply being so short. It would actually create more affordable housing as we went. So we're still open to ideas. We still have a coalition that's looking at properties and trying to figure out how to knit together enough money to make something happen. But the situation just keeps getting worse. So I'm really starting to feel some urgency now that it's getting cold outside. We need to get moving.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a little pivoting at United Way.
Greg, you know we always pivot. We try to respond to the community needs that we can best address. And while I thought that large-scale ethno solution was a beautiful solution, if we couldn't make it happen, then we've got to find something else that we can because there's too many folks at risk here. So, yeah, we're willing to pivot and follow the opportunity where it leads because we do have to get something done pretty soon.
What if people want to help you out? What can they do, Ken?
Oh, well, you know, it's largely about resources. We certainly need a lot more cash. If we had a couple $1 million in the bank, we would own Ethnos and we'd be off and running. So we do ask people to contribute to United Way. If you just go to uwjackson.org, there's a whole bunch of different ways to donate, whether you want to have us bill you once a month, pull money right out of your checking account, get your credit card every other week, or, of course, payroll deduction. We can do it all. So go to uwjackson.org, pledge as much as you can. If you got one of those stimulus checks last year and didn't use it, it'd be a great time to donate it to United Way because we could certainly use the help.
Hey, congratulations on that award. Well deserved.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that immensely.
Take care.
Yeah.
Ken Toll, Jackson County, United Way.